Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is 5/11, May 11th, 2004, on this live Tuesday edition of this global broadcast, this transmission against tyranny, as we blast out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 94.75 with our World Information Service we engage in against tyranny, and at night from 9 to midnight central at 3210. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Got some guests coming on the show today, as well as a ton of news. I want to go back into this torture. But while we're focused on the torture, our courts are going under UN control. We're entering the free trade area of the Americas. NAFTA's being reauthorized. Congress is trying to pass the assault weapons ban that Bush says he'll sign. They're setting up the domestic police state. That's all racing ahead. Republican governors and Democratic governors are land-grabbing under federal control. All of this is going on at breakneck speed while we're focused on the torture, which we've known about since the beginning of Desert War II, which they just decided 3 weeks ago to begin bringing out. I mean, torture's old hat to this broadcast. We talk about it every day. We know it's very important. Let me just give you a summation of what's going on with the torture. I have the official Army reports, the generals, the military admitting it. Bush has looked at the photos. It's admitted. Children being raped, women being raped, people being beaten to death. But 90-plus percent of the TV news, I did watch about an hour of it last night, flipping around through the channels, as well as talk radio, which I've listened to hours of over the weekend and yesterday, are going, oh, they beat up a few people. Oh, big deal. Oh, it's no big deal. They're still making excuses for it while ignoring the rape and murder. Now, I did interviews this weekend. I even called into some talk shows. I was so angry about this over the weekend. And I had one local talk show accuse me, oh, this is Alex Jones. Oh, you're not credible. I said, well, we've got this general's report. It's posted on my website. Oh, your website's not credible. I go, it's a link to MSNBC. They hung up on me. The report doesn't exist. It's not true. The Army's own report out a week ago admits they've confessed to raping women. And now it comes out beating and raping small children. I mean, I'm even blown away by this. Where do they find these people? I just can't even get my mind around this type of psychological worldview. And it's admitted they were ordered to do it. It's public. It's not a secret. It's not debatable. Rumsfeld's been on TV for 2 years saying torture's good. The CIA's been in the Washington Post 2 years ago bragging about torturing people and, quote, threatening their children. This has all been out there. And Bush can say he's sad about it, but his surrogates are all over talk radio saying this is no big deal. They're just blowing off some steam, just having some fun. And those are exact quotes. And last night I listened to a talk show, about 10 minutes of it. I'll talk about it when we get back. I have to even commend Neil Bortz. I mean, he disagreed with his co-host, his junior, and the caller. This woman goes, she had a British accent. Well, I'm an American, and I voted for Al Gore, but I love Bush now, and I love Rumsfeld. He's such a hero. Why, in that TV show, this is where the people get their news, Band of Brothers, they line up 20 Germans and kill them. And Bortz goes, well, that's a murder. That's wrong. And by the end of it, you know, the other guy's going, oh, no, this is good. This is good. You know, the simulated murders, simulated crimes. You know, this is what they teach us. And the general public gets their news from TV. We'll be right back.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time during the day, back from 9 to midnight Central Time with the retransmission from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. 9 hours a day, no excuse. All different schedules out there, the average American. You can tune into the broadcast. All right, let me just try to be calm in this second segment of this broadcast on this 11th of May 2004 edition of the Alex Jones Show. Let me just try to be calm and go over this in a calm fashion, and I want you to listen to what I have to say about this issue, and then we'll open the phones up and get your take, your response to it. When Charlie Manson went in with Tex Watson and others and opened a woman's belly up and took a fetus out of her, a baby, when they murdered other individuals and when they were captured, they didn't tell the police that they just weren't given proper training. That they were under stress, that it was a tough job, and so this is why they were engaging in these sickening, degenerate activities. You know, when serial killers kidnap women and children and men, they do things like sodomizing them with large objects, degrading them, making them do bizarre sexual things to themselves. beating them to death. This is what serial killers do. So the next time a serial killer is caught murdering some people, I guess their argument will be, at least it should be, that they weren't given proper training or they needed to blow off some steam, that they'd had a bad day just having some fun. Now, that's the level of sickness we're hearing. And we're also hearing that it's abuse. So now if someone rapes your wife or your son or your daughter or your husband, for that matter, I guess they won't be charged with rape. I guess it'll be assault, or they'll just call it abuse. Well, of course they won't. Rape is rape. And I have the Associated Press. I have Reuters. I have BBC. I have the Australian. I have all of the. I have MSNBC. And in the foreign papers, it'll be the headline that children are being raped and beaten in front of their parents, that women are being raped and tortured, and things I can't mention on the air and won't mention on the air. That's in the headlines. In our media, it'll be in paragraph 10, a two-line mention in MSNBC or an ABC news story. It'll be in the back of the paper. And we see the neocons, the liberals, in their false debate, talking about lack of training and a few bad apples, and then one of the one of the white trash's lawyers will come out and say, well, you know, Bush is behind this, and then Bush will say, I'm really disgusted with you, you're going to jail. And they're all pointing the finger at each other. It's like when police bust a bank robbery gang or something, and they're all turning state's evidence against each other. I mean, that's all that's going on here. So, I've probably done, 10 interviews since Friday. And a few callers have called in. The vast majority think this is horrible. But some have called in, and then they'll go, well, we've helped Iraq. There's schools, and we're helping them, and this is just a few bad apples. Or well, I haven't heard about the rape of women and children, and you're making it up. And I go, well, it's on Infowars.com. And they go, and it's a scripted answer, psychologically been ingrained in them by the mainstream media. Oh, that's the internet. You can't believe it. And I go, no, the site is links to army documents, to confessions, to mainstream news. That's what the sites are. We will write analysis about their spin. We will do special audio and video reports, but 90% of it's mainstream news. We just link to it. So there's this incredible denial. I mean, up until this weekend, there was still denial that any, quote, even abuse had taken place. I mean, I had talk show hosts accusing me of being a liar, saying no one had confessed, there was no army report, that I was just making all of this up. It's like people who say there is no national draft. There is no move. They are not recreating the draft boards. They're not getting selective service ready for women. I mean, that's been all over the news. Senators and congressmen have called for it. There's denial about that. I mean, we have a population that are masters of denial. Now, they will simultaneously talk about rape rooms and torture rooms with Saddam Hussein and how evil he was, and certainly some of that went on. Frankly, on the light side, compared to a lot of these Arab countries that are just completely out of control. Understand, it's this for or against us, or what side are you on? I'm not the one arming all these Arab countries. I'm not the one putting in dictators, training them how to torture. It's the globalists that are doing that. They create the crisis. So they say, oh, you must be with the Muslims then. No, the globalists have created this crisis. And there's another facet to this. I have the United Press International, the Asia Times, the Associated Press articles in front of me, and I'll go over some of these today. Remember 2 years ago, Donald Rumsfeld, L.A. Times actually wrote the story, came out with P2OG, $7 billion in funding. And it's the Proactive Intelligence Group, G. And Rumsfeld openly said, we're going to kill people's children, we're going to bomb their homes to make terrorists attack us. Well, yeah, to create terrorists. we're going to do provocative things and put out provocative propaganda to enrage the Arabs so we can then target more countries. I mean, the guy publicly talked about this. This is a declassified Pentagon report. This is, imagine the stuff they're hiding. And now the world is talking about putting America on a short leash, getting rid of our military, making it a unit of the UN, bringing the UN in as the savior in Iraq. Only they can fix it. Again, I'm not tooting my horn. I know what I'm talking about here. A year before we went to war with Iraq, I said, we're going to go in and commit atrocities. We're going to be the bad guys, and the UN's going to come in, be a little more lenient, still totally dominate, and then they'll be seen as the savior, and the world will see the EU and NATO as the good guys, and America as the bad guys. And this is all part of a cynical process that's taking place right now. But understand, these troops admit they were ordered to do this. It is admitted just quietly in the back of the paper that is not debatable. That many generals complained, generals resigned from Cuba to Iraq, colonels resigned, put in reports in Afghanistan about murder and torture of people, and now there's another government report saying upwards of 80% of the people in these prisons were completely innocent, just grabbed at checkpoints. They got 32 of these things. The average amount of detainees at one of these facilities is 2,100. So 32 times that. Tens of thousands upon tens of thousands, and they just get you at a checkpoint. They take your children with you. They beat them. In some cases, they videotape raping your children in front of you. Folks, I can't. I'm going to try to read some of these articles on there. I don't even want to admit to myself this is happening, but we have to be strong. We have to deal with this, because if we accept this, it's going to go on here domestically on a mass scale. It's already going on here domestically at the hands of Child Protective Services and the police and the government. And you, every week there's articles of this going on in jails and prisons. Every sociopathic sadist you can imagine is enrolling in the police department now, enrolling as jail guards. We are entering hell itself. Go ahead and play Limbaugh last week talking about what's going on in these prisons, and oh, they're just blowing off steam. It's just like fraternal fun at Skull and Bones. They're just having some fun. Go ahead and hit that. Stephanie?
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
I heard a lady on talk radio, I listened to caller after caller, and driving around town doing errands on different shows. It was all the same thing.
Well, I've seen that show Band of Brothers on HBO, and they line up 20 Germans who haven't done nothing and machine gun them, and I think it's good. And the co-host, oh, yeah, I think it's wonderful. The other goes, well, I don't really think so. Well, it's just war. We just got it. I saw it on TV.
See, these make-believe shows... Band of Brothers, 24, Threat Matrix, NYPD Blue. Every episode is torture and murder of suspects or POWs. But believe me, if this was happening to our troops, if there was video of our troops being raped and murdered and beaten, and all, can you imagine the mad howls, just the insane foaming at the mouth? Can you imagine if say, a plane got shot down full of men, women, and children, and the Iraqis were raping women and children? Can you imagine? Oh, it's a horrible thing. But when it happens with our government doing it, oh, that for either it doesn't exist, or you're making that up when it's admitted, or, well, that's just a few bad apples, or I mean, this is incredible. This is incredible. I mean, this is a psychopath's dream job. It's now coming out the jail guards were having orgies together themselves, pulling women out of the cells. I mean, just hell on earth, people. Just a demonic... I imagine every demon on the planet is flocking to those prisons to, you know, enjoy the fun. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. Their seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day is coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer.
So think about this. Torturing women and children, raping women, children, beating people to death is just blowing off some steam, having a good time. Why they're under stress, why they just didn't have proper training. The commanders didn't know what's going on. They should get in trouble, you know, a slap on the wrist, a reprimand, because they weren't watching properly. So it's just lack of training. Next time there's a woman kidnapped and beaten to death and murdered in your area, just Just call the police and say, why is there even an investigation? Whoever did this just had bad training. I mean, you need training to not beat people's children in front of them. I mean, you know. You need training to not, I guess, go out and cut somebody's head off and just start drinking their blood. Charlie Manson didn't do anything wrong. He just needed some training. And then they're calling it, first it's abuse, then alleged abuse. It's not torture. It's not torture having somebody stand there naked while you scream at them and a police dog bites them and blood spurts all over the place. I mean, that's not torture. No, no way. That's not torture at all. No, 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 don't worry. They've hired the camp X-ray head, who got hired a year and a half ago when the last general quit refusing to torture people, and they torched the living daylights out of him at Camp X-Ray. That's been admitted. Stuff even worse. And so he's been sent there to fix things. We've sent Heinrich Himmler because Hermann Göring wasn't, you know, doing things properly under the Führer's orders. So a pack of weasels was viciously attacking the hens, and so we're going to dispatch some giant gray foxes to do things a little bit more judiciously. You know, the chickens were jumping around in the coop, freaking out a little bit. We need to do things a little more quietly, a little bit more in a more mechanized fashion. And, of course, the jail guards thought it was all normal because they were just passing out CDs of it, DVDs of it, calling their friends, emailing them around. They were quite proud of this. This is they're fighting for the homeland. And, of course, it turns out some of these jail guards beat the living daylights out of their wives, have gotten in trouble for beating people at prisons and doing all this, and they just get to have more fun now. So it's not torture. It's not torture at all. Joseph Mengele didn't torture. He might have abused. He might have blown off a little steam. What do you guys think of yourselves out there now that advocated torture? You see what it does to the mind, what it creates, what the climate, and major government report, 80% of those in the prison had done nothing wrong. They were just randomly grabbed off the street and with their children with them and tortured, and the children were tortured, children as young as 4 years of age. This is the freedom. And I guess I'm not patriotic for being against it. Why, you know, if you're patriotic, you support the troops while they're breathing their depleted uranium. You know, they've got to have a little fun, blow off some steam. Gary in Colorado, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yo, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can.
Hey, buddy, I've been a fan of yours since 1997, and I want to applaud you for your history knowledge and your steadfast search for the truth, my friend.
So you listened back in 97 when we were the big right-wingers exposing Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Because we exposed Bush's open borders, big government, New World Order, gun-grabbing, we're liberals.
Exactly, sir.
Because we have a moral compass that we follow. We're not rudderless idiots.
Exactly, sir. I've been reviewing the subject of the government and corruption since the 70s. The first book I read was by William Simon, A Time for Truth. You ever heard of that book?
Yes.
It was a great book, too. That's why you didn't shock me as bad back then. But, you know, unfortunately, Alex, what's so sad about what we're talking about is you're a terrific intellect and a fantastic researcher. And the English guy you got is fabulous, too. But a lot of people are either in denial, I think, or they feel like they can't do anything about it, and they refuse to believe it. But I think the States is in such bad shape that I'm actually thinking about leaving the country. And I'd heard that you said your wife had actually talked about doing it, too.
Well, we're not leaving, but, it's global. It's a new world order. If there was some new continent and freedom and a place where you could be free, I would leave. Frankly, I have to be honest with you. If a state seceded and instituted a Bill of Rights culture, I would move to that state.
Yes.
Whether it was Idaho or Texas or New Hampshire, I would move there immediately. But no, I'm going to stand and fight because there's nowhere to run. You can't run from this.
Yeah. Well, I got a good friend that lives in Perth, Australia. Have you ever heard of Australia?
Yeah, Australia was good 10 years ago, but Australia fell. Wide open borders, gun control, massive crime, fuck crime laws, total enslavement. New Zealand fell as well.
Yeah, I was at New Zealand, too. Western Australia was pretty good. It reminded me of the United States in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, good people. Good people. Not anymore. It fell. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll get into the economy. The stock market took a pretty big hit yesterday. We'll also get into the free trade area of the Americas and a lot of the news that's getting obscured by the torture diversion. Now, I'm spending hour after hour, show after show, a lot of time on this, because in many areas of it, it's not a distraction. But in the overall presentation itself, it is. It is. And it's meant to make America look bad. This has been done by our government on purpose to make the EU and the UN look like the saviors. This is the program, and oh, we've got to put America on a leash now. Oh, those evil Americans. We're like the new Soviet Union. Whereas the bankers created the Soviet Union to go around murdering and killing and expanding their empire, later to be signed directly over to the Rothschilds and others, which is now admitted, America's being used as the muscle, while the establishment brain, throwing this right hand, throwing this left hook, using us as the muscle, is then simultaneously blaming us for the dirty work. We'll go to Anthony and Roy and John and Charles and others here in just a few minutes and into all this news, but before I do that, we've launched PrisonPlanet.tv, and we've got audio, video clips. Half the site is free, but every week I put up, now this week, multiple reports. I'm going to upload some of my most recent speeches I've given to crowds this week to the site as well. Special text reports, news articles that only subscribers get. It's a great service, and we have to do this if we're going to continue to offer video. It's 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, and frankly, your support is absolutely vital in this endeavor. I mean, I just had to add another server just to accommodate the tens of millions of visitors to our family of websites. And so by signing up at PrisonPlanet.tv, you also help us to reach millions of people. Every red cent that comes into this operation goes back into fighting the New World Order. So please go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today. Also, I've made 10 films myself. We carry about 6 other videos by other great researchers. I carry a bunch of books on tape, on CD and tape, a lot of great information that you can order via our secure, safe shopping cart at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Now, there's a new video that I've been carrying the last month that everybody has got to get. It's Innocence Betrayed by Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. It is the most hard-hitting, documented, mind-changing, worldview-altering pro-gun video I have ever seen. It covers the 180 million people, and that's a conservative number, that have been murdered by governments after they get our guns. Everybody's got to get this video. It's on DVD, or you can get it on VHS, and you get 3 free Uncle Jack or Grandpa Jack comic books that lay out what's really behind gun control, the racism, the elitism. And it's great for adults and children as well. You get 3 comic books and the video or the DVD, $29.95, my friends. And that's what JPFO sells it for. It costs them hundreds of thousands of dollars to make this film, and they're trying to pay that off. So we buy it for it's quite expensive for us. We don't make a lot on it. But the point is that it's to get the information out, get the video, show it to your VFW hall, show it to your church, show it to your NRA meeting. Show it to your local group now, now, now. Innocence Betrayed. Now, my videos are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours long. $20 when you order 3 or more of any of my films. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. All of these videos are great, so take action. The toll-free number to order any of the videos or books, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I served with the 10th Special Forces in Erbil, Iraq, from March, the very beginning of the war, until a little bit after June, after the official end of the war. And I'm just calling to make the view known that all the allegations in this Army report it does not reflect exactly how the Army uniformly treated prisoners and detainees during...
Well, you weren't in the 800th Military Police Brigade,
correct.
Were you?
That's correct. That's right. I was not, no.
Okay, well, understand, I said this last Friday. 99% of the troops are good. But the special cadres, School of America type trained jail guards hired out of the prisons, these private contractors, the guys in plain clothes screaming at the naked people they're torturing, they were ordered to do this. And I've been accused on major talk shows that there is no Brigadier General Antonio Tugunda report when it's public and they have confessed to raping women. What do you say to that?
Well, I did read on Fox today about him exactly and about what he said.
Listen, forget the filter of Fox.
Right.
On Infowars.com, we have MSNBC, but we also have a link to the Army document itself on the Army's website. It is admitted.
I understand. I'm just calling to make it known that, that type of treatment was not a uniform practice throughout the whole of the Army.
Let me ask you a question since you're here, sir. Yes. Are you aware of the radiation problem, but not just the radiation, the heavy metal toxicity of depleted uranium?
Yes. I've read Tehran News and about the multiple levels of DU and how it's poisoning and how the Army is trying to remove topsoil in this futile attempt to make the situation right again.
Yeah, thousands of times safe levels, and the troops are staying in the bases that were bombarded with it. So, see, I really support you. I'm against them using this. That's how you really support the troops, is you actually support them by being informed, not by being a drooling idiot neocon.
I'm not saying that you're actually against troops at all.
No, I'm not saying you're saying that. All I'm trying to point out here is that they could care less about the troops. This whole war was a fraud from the beginning, according to Dick Cheney's own PNAC document. And they've been ordered to torture these people. We trained Saddam how to torture, and all we've done is put in a new administration. We've always been there. We've always run the country since 1918. This is just a new administration, sir.
Okay. I have one more question, and I will hang up. And that is, I've heard little bits here and there about your explanation of the co-opting of what's called the Christian Coalition by Bush, and how it's presenting a false apocalyptic model, and how it's making a false polarization of, like, us against the Muslims, and how that's done by design. And I would like to see if you could explain that, and then I'll hang up. Thanks.
Sir, before you do that, I'll answer your question. Will you stay with us for a second? Are you there? He already hung up. I wanted to get his response to this. Stephanie, will you give me the clip of them running over the car with the tank? I want to air that one more time. And I might air it in a month or something, but this really is the last time in the near future that I'll do this. Do you have that clip, Stephanie? I doubt you can get back in, Anthony, but if you can call back in at 1-800-259-9231, I'd like to, because this isn't the 800th Military Police Brigade, the specially trained torture masters, the specially trained rape masters, with specially trained ghouls. This is regular Army finding people stealing, they claim, it just shows, you know, this little car with three sticks of firewood in the back, and then they laugh about it, machine gun the car, and then run over it. Now, I want to understand, this is from PBS, I want to know that, now, this is a form of torture. I mean, somebody runs over your livelihood for no reason, is that going to be torture? Psychological warfare? Yes. Play this clip. Play it.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here. No school deal. That's what he needs to be doing, not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, whore.
Now they shoot it. No reason to do that. Just pure, wanton destruction. Enjoying it. Now they laugh. They drive over the neighborhoods and back over. It's real funny that the people stand there crying. These guys will be cops on the streets of America within a year.
That's what you get when you loot.
Later, the car's owner told us, "I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood."
Okay, the so-called federal adding police officer program of Bill Clinton, we went from 400,000 to 500,000+ in his 8 years. Now under Bush, they've added another 80,000 police. They're going under federal control. And what this is a program that when the people leave the military, they go right into policing. And they call us civilians and all. And so you're all going to be dealing with these lunatics very, very soon on your own street. You wonder why they shoot an old lady three times in the chest and taser her? You wonder why they taser old ladies five times? You wonder why they shoot pregnant women who have their hands up? Because it is just wanton killer instinct that's been drilled into these people and we're all the enemy. When you have a militarized police, they're no longer peace officers. They're the military to kill people and break things, and they're here. And if they're a military force, they got to be fighting an enemy, don't they? And you're it. You and your family are it. And so the torture's accelerating in the prisons, in the jails. It's horrible. I got reports every couple days on this, confirmed, admitted reports. But the neocons are in total denial. That is the neocon listeners. There is no plan for a national draft. The torture doesn't exist. Or, well, you know, we got to get tough. So what? You know, it runs the gamut. Or, oh, it's just lack of training. Or it's not torture. It's just abuse. And so what? You know, these are terrorists. Turns out, government's own report, it says 70 to 90%. I just say 80%. I just, you know, grab the middle number. 70 to 90% are totally innocent. You're at a checkpoint, don't have your ID in order, and you're taken to the base, and your children and wife are taken, and your wife and children are beaten and raped in front of you. This is the government's own report. And I'm on talk shows reading the government's own reports, and people are saying, and is it true? I had a talk show host go, you believe in space aliens, you're a nut, you're making it all up. As I post the Army's own reports and Reuters and AP and the Australian and BBC, you're living in total denial. This is torture. They were ordered to do this. This is because of their training, not lack of training. And you notice in that PBS special, oh, because of lack of training, they run over cars with tanks. They were ordered to do that. They said that if one person steals something or one person doesn't show respect to our passing military, they grab them and take them to the facilities. If you're caught selling stuff on the side of the road, tangerines, dates, without a license, you're taken to these camps. That's the Associated Press a year ago. If one person does something wrong in a town, if there's a protest, they will bulldoze all their crops, 100, 200-year-old trees. They will arrest all the men. This is admitted. They've been bragging about it, selling it to you. And then it happens, and you see it happening, and then you try to deny it's going on. If we as a people do not rebuke this and stand up against this, this will all come back to haunt us and our families. You reap what you sow, and this will destroy America. The bigger story than the torture is the way that the people in this media are trying to spin it and say it's good. And I mean the fake leftists and the fake right-wingers in these fake debates they're having. It's just sick. Let's go to Roy in Michigan. Roy, go ahead.
Yeah, the real scary thing about this whole thing is that I've talked to quite a few people, and they're in agreement. They've accepted it so quickly. You know, they just started conditioning here just in the last couple of weeks.
Hey, long before this came out, every day I mention, because it's so important, why is Threat Matrix on ABC? Why is 24 on Fox? Why is NYPD Blue? Why on all these shows do they torture people? Why is torture shown as good? In every episode that I've seen, it's mass programming. So in the fiction, they're telling us it's good, and in the newspaper, they're telling us it's good. Rumsfeld's been on TV advocating this. He gave the orders. Go ahead.
Well, what all I tell you.
So what are your scumbag neighbors, your sicko, demonic, Joseph Mengele, Nazi neighbors have to say when you talk to them?
Well, I have some of them even telling me other ways that they could do the torture. I went to my barber and
See, once they've accepted it, then they come out and see, oh, they're just beating them, that's acceptable. Then it comes out, oh, well, it's their children too. Well, I guess it's all right. I mean, imagine they took normal people and in the space of a few years had them praising the rape of women, the torture of children.
I have some of them have told, I've had a few of them tell me that, well, look what they did to the towers, like them individuals.
I know, I've heard these, our government, illegitimate sections of the government did this, you fools. Oh, but anything else, Roy? I want to answer his question from earlier.
No, but I just want to take and fortify what you just said a few minutes ago, is whatever seed that is sown is what's going to be reaped. And I'm telling you, it's coming here, and there ain't no doubt.
It isn't coming here, sir. It went from here over there, put Saddam in power, told him to do all this, and we're just taking back what's the globalist, and they're just doing what they always did. Thanks for the call. We had advisors over there helping torture people for 8 years during the Iran-Iraq War, giving them the nerve gas, mounting it on the helicopters. Oh, that's sick. Guy was asking about, you know, creating this big Muslim threat. Yeah, the Washington Post reported 3 years ago that hundreds of thousands, excuse me, millions of radical hadiths, kill America, kill all the infidels. Iraq wasn't an Islamic republic. The new constitution they're giving them, it's makes it an Islamic republic. They fund all the radical Muslim groups. They created Al-Qaeda. They created Hamas. It's all admitted. They create the crisis. They create the Hitlers. They create the Stalins. Then they take your freedoms in the name of fighting it. So the answer to the officer, the military man's question, the officer's question from earlier, so just stop being naive. Yes, I've heard the sickos. I mean, I've actually started crying, people, getting a tear in my eye, because I realize what this means, the death of America. When I've been on the exercise bike listening to the radio or listening to television, because, you know, I have a Walkman that listens to television, when I'm in my car, I mean, I hear this, I just get sick. I'll get in my car feeling good, and by the end of it, I'm just hunched over the steering wheel, just... because I've got a conscience. I'm just a normal person. I'm not even that good of a person. And it scares me. You are sickos. I know you're listening out there. You are filth who think this is good. Let me tell you something. It's going to come back on you. You understand? And nobody's going to protect you when it happens to you. You fools. You have released Satan upon your family.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, a few years ago, I began to warn you that a key indicator of the globalists preparing another staged terror attack would be letting people repudiate the Patriot Act, then saying, you better get by the Patriot Act or you're going to help the terrorists. Then when they carry out a terror attack, oh, see, shut up, don't complain, you help the terrorists. I said that they would bring out the torture, let there be a scandal. I don't know how I foresee this stuff. I just got a handle on it. It's painful, though. And so, you know, now there can be a terror attack, and see, torture's good. I really see things getting very serious very quickly, very soon. This is all staged. None of this happened by accident. And to hear, to know there's so many sick psychopaths who, if their son or daughter was kidnapped and raped, they would be angry. But when it happens to other people, it's good. They love it. I've heard you. You're so evil. And you know, we should be hurt by this. This should be painful for our psyche. And a normal person who isn't coarse and rough and who still has a tender pink soul should just be horrified by this. But for the black-hearted devils, the Antichrist Christians out there, the clones of the devil who think they're Christian, the deceived ones, the drones, the zombies, they love it. They rejoice in it. They rejoice in wickedness. And it's just so sick to hear the neocons and the so-called Christian broadcasters even praising this. Let's go. I mean, this is sick. I'm even amazed. Let's talk to John, then Charles, Rhonda, and Larry and others. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Looks like we're entering the new days of the Roman Empire. Fun days at the Colosseum, huh?
Yeah, I guess what they did to Jesus was good, you know. I mean, torturing people's good.
You know, these people, these talk show hosts and the people that back them, when you go back and study the history of governments gone bad, most of their avid followers, they ended up suffering themselves. I mean, look at the French Revolution. How many of their leaders and their followers ended up on the guillotine themselves? The followers of Hitler, how many did Hitler kill himself? The followers of Lenin, how many of the followers of Lenin ended up in concentration camps themselves? Or Castro, when Castro came to power, he killed or imprisoned a lot of his followers. The Viet Cong, they ended up in re-education camps when the North Vietnamese took over. You know, these people can't see that.
They love it. They associate. They've invested in George W. They've invested in the Democratic Party. And John Kerry, his cousin, and Coffin made it Skull and Bones. And they get off on it. I mean, they talk about it like they're with Bush and they're part of making the decisions. And I support. And I think it's good. We got to be tough. And then you face them with raping women and children. And they go, they'll deny it. And then go, okay, well, it's true. So what? I mean, that's sick, folks.
You know, Alex, that those people don't understand it. In the threat column there for the Homeland Security, code red is martial law. That's military rule of this country.
That's admitted. They've had FEMA say that. Yeah.
You know, people ended up being rounded up, or their sons and daughters rounded up and put into a FEMA camp. Guess who's going to be running the camp?
And Newsmax and everybody else has reported they've built 3 1-million man camps. They're doing it all.
And guess who's going to be running those camps?
These same psychopathic goons.
That's right.
And by the way, you don't have to be a patriot or a conservative for them to come after you or a liberal. You've got to have a business they want. I mean, this is all about. You know, some local constabulary. This is all about money-making and power. These poor fools. Poor, poor fools.
And they're going to wake up, I think, the hard way. Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. We live in a bloodthirsty country of 50 million abortions, my friends. You think you're safe. You think torture's good. You got a devil in your heart. Probably got a whole pack of them in there. We'll break, and we'll come back and start the second hour, and I'm going to get into the news directly for about 10, 15 minutes. Then we'll go right back to all the calls, toll-free number to join us. I want to hear from you. You think this torture's good? Or you want to say, well, we've helped Iraq overall. The end justifies the means. You know, some more of your sick moral relativism. Give us a call, 800-259-9231, InfoWars.com. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.